You're listening to SBS News.
There's a new robot that's gentle enough to pick up an egg. The soft skirt attachment on its robotic arm is able to carry out the most delicate of tasks. It's been designed to work alongside humans rather than in a fenced-off, automated production line. The robot is made by South Korean company Tusan and adapted by Spanish firm Fehemu Solutions, and it's used across a wide range of sectors, including the food industry. Fehemu Solutions robotics manager Yulen Sarasola predicts it will be used in customer-facing roles.
It's a new kind of robotics that is bringing new capabilities for the industry, not only in the food and beverage industry, but in every way. We are seeing right now that it is more used in the manufacturing sector, even also with the food and beverage industry. And we will see also that in the future, in order to serve people stuff and drinks and these kind of things.
These machines have built-in safety features, such as being sensitive to touch so that they stop moving if they come into contact with a person. Known as collaborative robots or cobots, tech like this is becoming increasingly popular as companies try to integrate their human workforce with their machine workforce. Mr. Sarasola says it's a growing phenomenon.
Well, we are seeing expansion of the collaborative robot market about 30% per year. Okay, so it's getting wider and wider the task and type of automation that you are making with the collaborative robots.
And another robot arm is aimed at the manufacturing industry, perhaps to stack boxes on pallets so that they're ready for shipment. Around 2 years ago, the company behind it, Bereka, almost exclusively sold simple automated machinery. Now, intelligent robotic systems account for 50 to 60% of the business. Bereka sales engineer Raul Velez says they're responding to demand.
We are seeing that currently this is a very emerging market, okay? There are a lot of companies asking for robotics and palletizing systems. So we are now moving to that other industry area.
This robot has sensors on its conveyor belt, so it knows when there is a box to move. Mr. Velith says the robot could be used for other tasks with a few minor tweaks, because customers now want flexibility.
10 years ago, the companies, the industry, had a product that they maintain for 5 years, for example, or for 3 years. But nowadays, businesses are looking for changing their products twice a year, for example.
He says the robot's functions could be changed by programming.
So if you make a fixed machine, okay, a fixed automation line, you are going to need to change it when you change your product. But if you make an assembly line, for example, with robotics, you just need to make a quick change in the code of the robot, and you can make your new product.
Power Robotics, based in Barcelona, makes a range of robots, including the mobile and human-like Tiago. It has attachments for manipulating objects and a torso that can rise and fall as required. Sara Tereri is the EU project manager at Power Robotics. She says the company sees opportunities for cobots to do most jobs in the food industry.
Let's say that collaborative robots can cover the whole value chain in the agri-food sector. So from the food manipulation, let's say, in the food processing industry, for interlogistics tasks, so for moving items from one place to another, for picking in places, etc. But also in the farm, they can work together with the farmers, as robotic farmers, for pruning, for sorting, for harvesting fruit and vegetables.
She says farming clients need to be able to change what the robot can do as their business requirements change.
Our potential customers are also little, let's say, farms. So in this case, the needs in the use of robot can change during the lifespan of the robot itself. And the advantage of having collaborative robots installed is that it is possible to change their tasks during their operating life.
These robots were on display at the Food for Future Food Technology Expo in Bilbao, northern Spain. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.